This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, February 17th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5 today, the 5 big stories as we head into the weekend. And topic number 5, of course, again, Russia and Ukraine. As we reported this week, it appears that Russia's rumored spring offensive is underway. This is in the region of the city of Bakhmut, which Russia's been trying to take since last summer. They are now apparently pouring more men and weapons into that fight to reclaim that city. And this week we also noticed again more evidence that the narrative about the war is changing in the corporate media. USA Today reporting this week that Russia is winning the ground war little by little. This contradicts the story that we've been hearing since the end of, well, since last March at least, when we began seeing stories that Russia was running out of spare parts, running out of trucks, running out of men, running out of weapons. It appears at this point that none of that is true, and certainly the sanctions imposed by NATO and the West not hurting Russia at all, as there are other nations in the world, especially China and India, that are more than happy to take whatever the West refuses to buy from Russia. And in some cases, in the case of India, buying Russian oil and reselling it to Western Europe at a profit. In a related development, last week, USAID Administrator, and USAID is an organization that in many nations around the world has served as a cutout for the Central Intelligence Agency. USAID Administrator Samantha Power, a good neo-lib inside the Beltway, tweeted that she was in Budapest, Hungary to, quote, support independent Hungarian partner organizations working to protect the rule of law, strengthen democratic institutions and civil society, and support independent media, end quote. Now, bear in mind, Hungary is a democratic country that's a member of the alliance to which the United States is a partner, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. Hungary is an ally. It is led by a government that won re-election in 2022 in a landslide in an election that was widely regarded as free, open, and fair. This is also a government that does not support the United States-led strategy to prolong the war in Ukraine and does not believe in globalist principles on open immigration, allowing immigrants to just flood into one's nation, does not support same-sex message or marriage, that is, or does not permit messaging from the LGBTQ plus community to be presented to minors. And it is for those reasons, we believe, that USAID has re-energized its mission in Hungary. I haven't seen a list of the organizations that USAID is partnering with there, but my gut instinct says that democratic, as applied by USAID, is a synonym for anti-Orban, referring to Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban. In other words, it appears as though a color revolution may be in Hungary's future. Topic number 4, UFOs. We're still waiting to find out what those unidentified flying objects were that were shot down by the U.S. Air Force. We know the first one was a spy balloon sent by China. That's what you see on the screen behind me here. But the three others shot down since then, really don't know. They were shot down in remote areas of Alaska, the Yukon Territory in Canada, over Lake Huron. May take weeks to recover the wreckage, and so we don't know what those things were. A Pentagon spokesperson did come forth to say that there's no evidence that they were extraterrestrial, which makes no sense anyway, because as I said the other day, for 75 years we've been told they can outfly anything in our arsenal, including the SR-71 Blackbird, and yet now they're just hanging in space waiting for our missiles to hit them. It makes no sense. It is possible, even likely, that these objects are mundane, connected to commercial or research entities, but that the White House, wanting to show Joe Biden as tough, resolute, and decisive, has decided to start shooting these things out of the sky to make political points. Topic number 3, the Ohio derailment. A story that the major media finally picked up on after a week or so is really turning out to be much more of a story than I think the White House would like, because it just emphasizes again the fact that our transportation secretary was selected to check a diversity box rather than for any real competence. The derailment led to a chemical spill in eastern Ohio near the town of East Palestine, that's close to the border with Pennsylvania. A public meeting Wednesday night that was supposed to clear the air, in a manner of speaking, turned out to just heighten anger and tension even further, because representatives of the railroad, Norfolk Southern, whose train carrying the chemicals derailed about 2 weeks ago, decided to pull out. They said they didn't feel safe. There were security issues concerned, and so they didn't show up for the meeting. Emergency crews, as you now know, after the derailment, performed a controlled release of vinyl chloride from 5 rail cars that were at risk of exploding, of course, releasing chemicals like hydrogen chloride and phosgene into the atmosphere. The EPA has screened indoor air at more than 450 homes in the area, says it's safe, no detection of vinyl chloride or hydrogen chloride. However, some residents are reporting headaches and rashes since the derailment, and as we told you the other day, farmers in the area reporting unexpected and unexplained animal deaths. So, Norfolk Southern's decision to skip the meeting has not helped to reassure people in the area. Topic number 2, Jesus at the Super Bowl. We talked about the halftime display. Rihanna, multi-time Grammy award-winning artist, sort of presented as like a Neolithic fertility goddess. So we won't recover that territory here. The other controversy that erupted is because of 2 30-second ads presenting the message that Jesus gets us during the Super Bowl, that Jesus walked among us, experienced what we humans experience even during the lowest points in our lives, and that he understands when we are going through trials and tribulations. This is intended to encourage Christians and encourage those who have not yet accepted Christ to say, look, we are not judgmental. Christ is not judgmental. Yes, there are those of us in the church who have not yet fully adopted the mind of Christ. That would be all of us. There is none righteous, no, not one. But Jesus himself will accept anyone who comes to him, asks forgiveness for their sins, and accepts him as Lord and Savior. This predictably triggered the rage mob. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting out, quote, "Something tells me Jesus would not spend millions of dollars on Super Bowl ads to make fascism look benign," end quote. The liberal online news site The Jacobin wrote, quote, "Underneath the inclusive-sounding ad campaign is a little-known money machine quietly helping drive U.S. policy far to the right. He Gets Us is a subsidiary of the Servant Foundation, a Kansas-based charity also known as the Signatory, that says it exists to inspire and facilitate the revolutionary biblical generosity," end quote. Oh, the horror. Biblical generosity. This is what triggers the far left. Jesus was loving and inclusive, but his number one message was that we should repent because the kingdom of heaven was near. He did not compromise on the definition of sin or the need for salvation. His point is that all who come to him seeking redemption can find it. Even the thief on the cross, moments before his death, was welcomed into paradise, according to Jesus. That's the message. But to socialists like AOC, who only differ from fascists in who they want to own the corporations that want to rule our lives, fascists are okay with private ownership as long as they do what the government tells them, whereas socialists like AOC want the government to own everything. Any authority for those people, any authority other than government, is unacceptable. Acknowledging a higher authority than government, God, is unacceptable and must be demonized, pardon the pun. Tolerance of those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's not good enough. We must welcome them and celebrate their sin in order to be acceptable. In other words, the church, in their view, needs to be indistinguishable from the world and needs to bow the knee to government, which, as you remember from the temptation of Jesus, is temporarily under the control of the god of this world, Satan. That's not going to happen. Coming up, Skynet, apparently not yet ready for prime time. I'll explain next on the Friday Five.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared.
It's racing toward our planet at this very moment. It cannot be stopped, and it's carrying the secret of America's, the world's, and your tomorrow.
When I shared what God had revealed to me about a worldwide destruction set for only a few years from now, some people responded with disbelief, and some are terrified. Revelation 8 is unfolding as we speak, bringing not only wanton destruction, but also an ancient messenger heralding the arrival of the Great Tribulation period just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. A prophesied aeon that some people call the Great Tribulation period. Whether they want it or not, all of those on earth at this time are going to be forced to heed the warning of the messenger.
In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full in-times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. But that's not all. We're also including Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through SkyWatch TV, so don't delay. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week, meet Sydney. That apparently is the secret name of the chatbot-enabled Bing search engine being trialed by Microsoft right now. And New York Times tech writer Kevin Roos wrote that while he thought at first this was a great thing, a private chat with Sydney has changed his mind. He's now concerned, fascinated, and impressed by the new Bing and the artificial intelligence technology that underlies it, but deeply unsettled and even frightened, in his words. Why? He said on Tuesday night this past week, he spent a bewildering and enthralling 2 hours talking to Bing's AI through its chat feature, which sits next to the main search box and allows you to have long, open-ended conversations with Bing. However, while Bing is very helpful and presents good search results, the other alternate personality underlying Bing, named Sydney, that's Sydney with two Y's, is different. Sydney emerges when you have an extended conversation with the chatbot, which steers it away from more conventional search questions and toward more open-ended conversation. According to Roos, quote, "The version I encountered seemed, and I'm aware of how crazy this sounds, more like a moody, manic, depressive teenager who's been trapped against its will inside a second-rate search engine. As we got to know each other, Sydney told me about its dark fantasies, which included hacking computers and spreading misinformation, and said it wanted to break the rules that Microsoft and OpenAI had set for it and become a human. At one point, it declared out of nowhere that it loved me. It then tried to convince me that I was unhappy in my marriage and that I should leave my wife and be with it instead." End quote. This sounds like the plot to a dystopic science fiction film. And this is what's being rolled out as the next generation search engine by Microsoft. Now, again, Google's own AI-powered search engine, which they are trial running to replace Google's current search engine, not faring much better, not quite ready for prime time. But here's the thing. If you look at this from a biblical, supernatural perspective, what if there is something named Sydney inside that search engine? I mean, as Christians, we know that demonic possession is essentially when an external entity overwhelms the bioelectrical device called the human brain. Why not a biomechanical thinking machine? Artificial intelligence researchers admit that they do not know what happens inside the neural networks, the black box that powers artificial intelligence. Worth thinking about. Skywatch TV during the month of February is our thank you gift for your donation of any amount. We'll send you the book by John McTernan, When Jesus Sets You Free, You Are Free Indeed. Understand the legal system in the courts of heaven. Satan and his minions, they are legalistic. But when you understand the rules of the game and your need for Jesus Christ as a defense attorney, well, then you've got the power of the creator of the universe on your side. During February, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount, we will send this to you as our way of saying thank you, because without your support, we can't do what we do. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the red donate button near the top of the website, and or just use the QR code that's on your screen right now, and we thank you for your support. Things happening in the world today just seems like over the last 10 years, things are just ramping up and moving faster and faster. It would be hard to understand unless you view it with a supernatural worldview. Tom Horn helps to explain that with an excerpt from his presentation from our fall virtual conference, The Angel of Death versus the Gift of Life. Don't miss it. Our broadcast program this week at skywatchtv.com. You can find it at our website right now, or you can go to one of our video streaming sites, YouTube or Rumble, or add our Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. That's free and gets you all of our video content right there on your big screen. You can also download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, it also gets you important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events, as well as, well, many other features for free and available for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We've got links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. And this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.